podcast.
Bring your friends.
It's growth.
We
it's
did really growth. Well for the sound that we had.
Well, dude, our first
because it was just audio at first. That's all you had was the sound, and it was and it was really not the best. We struggled with that for a while.
Yeah. Our first episode was I put my phone on the dash of my car, and I had Giovanni King, who's a friend of ours, which apparently last night he ran into Ian.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he did. He texted me at like midnight. Like, I just ran to your boy Ian Edwards. Oh, okay. Cool, man.
Sweet.
Hopefully, I'd love to see both of them do a collab. You know who Ian is, right?
No.
Ian is a... Ian is this vegan, skinny, British black dude that likes soccer a little too much. And he's just...
What a hell of a bio for that guy. Like, he's this, you start with vegan with a little bit of disdain. With a little bit of
he'll tell you.
He will tell you.
Yeah, man.
You don't even have to ask him. He will tell you.
Because he's like, you live in constant fear that somebody's going to like slingshot butter in your mouth or something. Like, you've got to let people know, like, hey, you don't come at me with animal products. I'm not having it. So,
my body could not take it.
If you get near me with sheep's wool, I'll die.
Oh, God, dude. You know what I was thinking today? Cameron Johnson, by the way, is here on the podcast, man.
Yeah.
Cameron's back, finally, with video.
Yeah,
better looking this time so people can admire your majestic beard. Good
I don't
sir.
Know about that, but all right, we'll take it. Yeah. They're going to be like, oh, they brought him on. Like, it's that thing where like you guys look better by comparison.
I think so, man. I think that's we have a large like crowd that of people that like from just for him that listen to their beard people.
Yeah, yeah, like, probably, but that's only because it's just white guys have nothing better to do. Like, just somebody, like I get all the time, like, oh, you look like somebody I know. Like, I look like every nondescript white dude you've ever talked to.
Every guy, every white guy with a beard.
Every,
that's who I look like.
Almost yeah. homeless person. Yeah. But I'm gonna take the other route.
Nope, yeah, almost yeah, with that.
Like if I was to meet you in the street and not know you, I'd be like, thank you for your service.
Did I ever tell you that
was a dollar?
Somebody came up and gave me a dollar one time. I was standing out like outside of a building waiting for my friend to come out through the door, and I was just kind of like leaned up against the building, and somebody walked by and was like, here, and handed me a dollar. I was holding a coffee. I was like, what the fuck is happening? Why did you give, like, they gave it to me, and then I just took it. Like, yeah, I took it. I was like, oh, I'm not homeless. I was like, okay, thanks. That'll help.
Just, you're lucky they didn't put it in your cup. Here you go.
Oh, what was this?
Well, I guess I didn't have the coffee.
Maybe that would have been so bad.
I didn't think about that because it had a lid inside. I didn't think that they saw the cup, saw how I look, and went, oh, he's homeless. That makes more sense
he's
now.
He's homeless.
Thing that I've had for a while.
So when you're outside Eric holding McElroy. The cup, you are going to get you're going to get dollars. Like
Eric,
like a stripper.
Eric's available for psychological chats to help you solve your problems, ladies and gentlemen.
I was like, to this day, I still like everyone's wondering why I get a dollar all the time. And it's a funny story now, but I didn't think about the coffee in my hand gave that homeless vibe. Next time just gets down there's like an extra piece of cardboard and a marker and just see what happens.
That's the one thing I never understood about the I can see where homeless people get the cardboard. Where do they get the brand new Sharpie?
They buy it. That's you start.
You're homeless.
You
don't have any money.
You have to come up with like $4.
Yeah, it's like starting a business. You know, blow somebody.
You started with a call with a phone on a dashboard.
You pull your money together. You go to Walmart and you get like this. Let's get the big Sharpie. Get the big Sharpie. Yeah.
Get a big ass Sharpie, okay? Just so you know. Sharpie and like a whiteboard so you can paint your message.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what I ever
said. Nobody can bounce ideas off you. Okay.
And the whiteboard. Like, buy the whiteboard. Because then you can change your message as much as you want.
Mm-hmm.
But you can make car specific. Hey, blue car, I see you looking at me. Pay me.
A lot of people think that our operation is, like, really high-tech. And it's like, I wish it was a little more high-tech.
It is compared to the laptop.
Bro, it used to take 35 minutes to process an audio.
Well, it had a crank, so you could... on it, so
I remember the laptop.
But that sound came crisp, son.
Yeah,
I always ran it through Audacity. I learned so much.
Oh yeah, we had to run through so many filters just to get what we had.
Yeah, but now it's like I know about like these Sony cameras that are 4K with the clickers and stuff like that, and I'm like, okay, now I'm learning because that's the next step.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to deliver like better Build quality, man, like put 4K on YouTube. That's a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
So the only thing that I think you would need to do that is just more lights. You just need more light because, like, mm-hmm. that's not a bad image, but it's just a little grainy because, like, mm-hmm. there's just not a lot of light.
Yeah.
And so if you put, like, a light up there and a light over here just to kind of, like, illuminate. And also,
maybe just, like, a small white light, like maybe a string of white lights or something.
No, I honestly, man,
you trying to fuck me? Are you trying to make an OnlyFans out of this, bro? Like, what is this? Like a string of lights?
First I'm of just all, saying, you tried to get
it's called ambiance, you unclassified motherfucker. No, the but like I use like
you're gonna fund this with your wife on an OnlyFans, okay? So don't give me shit, all right?
Karen, it's control. And instead, she's like, "No, I'm going to college.
I'm going to college instead.
Good for it. Or yeah, does that cover for you?" She's like, "I'm working my way through college." I get it. All right.
Shout out to my wife. She went back to college today, man.
Yeah. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah, she's loving it. Yeah, she's
ditched the OnlyFans, so she's much more.
Yeah, she's
the OnlyFans didn't sell. It was just pictures of me and my butthole.
No,
nobody
I can't
really
believe
that
didn't sell.
Like, you would. Think that it was
how did you market it? I think that was
hairy Puerto Rican bumhole.
Okay, first of all, you can't say hairy. You gotta say
you start out with hairy, authentic. Yeah,
hairy has to be authentic Puerto Rican bumhole.
Yeah. You can try it again. A relaunch. Do a relaunch.
Yep. Brown guys, brown eye, or something like that.
Yeah, see, there you
something
go.
Like, you know, ooh, really
something catchy.
Come up with a jingle.
Yeah.
Right now.
Watch me take a tequila. No, I'm not gonna. We're not gonna go there.
What's brown in Spanish?
Marrón or brown.
Or brown?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Marrón. Yeah.
It sounds like you say maroon or brown, but just with a little bit of a tongue thing.
It is maroon. It is fucking maroon with an accent.
Just trying to flex that tongue.
No.
Bottom or brown? Is it the microphone?
Motherfucker. No, that's how you say it. It's marrón or brown. Bro, I'm fucking no, goddamn.
I know you know. I'm going to say, like you could have been like, that's brown. But you didn't have to, like, roll the tongue and show off.
No, because brown. There's two ways to say it. It just depends. Like, in Puerto Rico, they say brown. I said brown. Like, that's brown. And it's like, wow, really? Like, I thought we were all brown. But no, apparently
I'm going to go to Puerto Rico and be like, oh, shit, I speak Spanish. I didn't know.
Like, for
you
example,
might stand out if you just point at people going, brown.
No, hold on. Brown. I'll give you an example of how Puerto Rican is, right? How do you say parking in Spanish in Puerto Rico? Parking.
Sure. Naturally.
How do you say the mall in Puerto Rican?
The mall.
El mall.
El mall. Ooh, that sounds fancy.
I also said el mall because
stop moving your throat like
you can't look how I look and fuck around too much. You'll get labeled. You'll get like I don't know about Cam. You'll get labeled though. I'll attract the wrong audience. Like,
yeah, they'll come with torches and whatnot. Huh?
Probably, yeah, exactly. Tiki torches.
Oh man,
no, that's funny. I didn't know I knew Spanish until now.
Yeah, well, that's like how they. That's not Spanish. Hold on, that's Puerto Rican.
That's Puerto Rican Spanish.
Let me make the clarification here.
There's okay. a difference.
That's Puerto Rican Spanish. There's a huge difference. You're supposed to.
Well, call, I did ask how to say it in Spanish.
It's okay. Well, parking estacionamiento. That's how you would say it. Mall centro comercial, which roughly translated
commercial center
is center for commerce.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what it
is. That's Mexican, not Spanish.
Though. That's Spanish.
Well, there's Mexican Spanish, and then
they have their own colloquialisms.
I knew like Spain stuff. And Mexico are different. I didn't know like Puerto Rico
huge
is
difference.
Also different.
Yeah, huge difference.
Caribbean Spanish is different.
Yeah.
Caribbean Spanish.
And so, like, if you talk to somebody from the Dominican, there's a different accent in there, and a lot of people that like I've met interpreters that if they've like they're like, oh hey, this person's from the Caribbean, I can't really understand them, and they feel embarrassed saying that because they don't want to be labeled as like, oh, I'm racist or something. Like, dude, I've had these conversations with interpreters, and I'm like, dude, no, like there's no shame.
Yeah,
like. I could say a word that you don't understand. And you're like, you know, like,
It's like talking to somebody from North Carolina. You don't understand them, but you know it's English.
You have to Google most mumble rap lyrics to find out what the fuck they're saying. I get it. I do. Every once in a while, I'm like, is this a different language? Like,
what's Cameron's going to start calling me. Richard, I need you to listen to this.
Yeah. Oh, it's Caribbean Spanish.
It's
okay.
Caribbean Spanish. That's why you didn't understand
it. It's like a different, there's different slang, different intonations, like a different accent. Mm-hmm. And man, there's like a lot of differences. And people a lot of times don't talk about that because they're like, oh, I don't want to sound like, no, it's okay to be different. Like everybody, like I had a case one time where they would call dogs Chuchito. And I never heard that before.
Sounds delicious.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, that sounds like churro or churrito. You know, like it sounds like a food. And I was like, let me make a clarification. I was like, what is that? Oh, puppy. And I'm like, oh, I'm glad I clarified that.
Yeah.
Because that would have been terrible. And that's the thing. Most people are scared to do that, dude.
Yeah. It'd be like, why are you walking your food?
Why did you rub your food's nose and piss? There's something wrong with it.
Oh no, are you gonna take it to get put? No, I'm not.
I had to put it down. I had to put it down.
Yeah.
I had to put my churro down. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's what we thought it was when we had to, in Puerto Rico, they had these little things on the side of the road or in front of bars, and they called pinchos.
No, pinchos.
Pinchos. I didn't know if they were beef or dog, but I ate it anyway. Is it beef?
Beef. Consumers don't ask.
We didn't. I didn't.
Well, dude, that's a huge industry in Puerto Rico. Like, that's a
dog meat.
No. It's meat on a stick.
We're talking about like you being like beef or a dog, and you're like, that's a huge industry. It's like, okay, no. Change vacation for a lot of people. Like,
we're talking about Puerto Rico. Not other countries.
Okay.
No, that's a huge industry because like. Food in Puerto Rico is huge because you have to understand the number one thing that drives commerce in Puerto Rico is tourism.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's the number one thing that drives commerce.
I'll get that,
So when you have such a huge influx of tourism, like they don't have right now, dude, a lot of people, like it's cheaper to eat out. Like I haven't been home in a while, but I remember like for a dollar, you could get a hot dog. To me, a hot dog is not like what you guys do here in the States, like ketchup and mustard. A hot dog is like the bread, the hot dog, I put a little bit of mustard, a little bit of ketchup, then I put the meat, and then I put a little bit of like it's very different, like the way that we do hot
dogs.
You
just like a Chicago dog.
It's a lot like a fucking hot dog though. You're like, I put the mustard as some ketchup.
Like here, like
that too.
It's put the exact same way.
Yeah. That's everywhere. Like you go to Puerto Rico and ask for a hot dog and someone hands you something with like mustard and ketchup. Like I've been to places where they give me I've been to barbecues where people give me a hot dog and I'm like, oh, that's not what I was just expecting.
But they didn't offer you mustard and ketchup?
Nah, bro. It was
ridiculous. Went to a shitty barbecue. Like
that was a shitty barbecue.
So I hope these people hear it. Fuck those people. They're grown adults over for a fucking barbecue and having hot dogs to begin with.
Oh yes. God.
Like was this at like
at a minimum it has to be hamburgers.
Yeah.
It was in the military.
Okay.
Well, then, yeah, it was hot dogs. Yeah, it was hot dogs. They couldn't afford the mustard or the ketchup. I get it.
You can't say I've been to barbecues. I'd be like, it was the military. That's way different.
Yeah, it was a budget.
You put the budget down for three gallons of purple
with her fucking nasty ass potato salad.
He's like, Karen.
Bro, I remember the first time. Somebody made potato salad, because grew up in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rican cuisine's very different.
I know, because you guys put the mustard and ketchup and then the hot dog.
And then we do it on top.
Yes. And then the meat. And then the meat. And then the onions.
The hot dog is the meat, right?
Yeah. No. You put meat.
What do you mean meat?
You put ground beef on it.
Oh, chili. Gotcha.
It's
like
ground beef.
Okay, like chili dog.
Yeah. And then you put onions and then relish.
It's called a coney. You guys invented a coney. Good job.
A turkey dog.
Yeah. Shit in Sonic. Like, if you want to taste the whole, I will change your life. Jesus Christ.
I want a Puerto Rican hot dog. You mean a coney? Yes, that's what I meant.
That's
a chili dog. Give it a Coney chili dog. Yes, I do.
You said it was way different with it, Bob. Like, way different. We do mustard and ketchup and like.
But what I'm saying is,
on top and onions and relish.
Jesus Christ!
I'm saying chili dog. Good job, bro.
What I'm saying is, there's a lot of like little food trucks and stuff like that. Granted, there's places probably that are like that, like New York and all that shit. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like one thing that I like missed from back home was like the amount of like food carts and like places that you could stop to eat. And I don't know, man, there's something, I love food, obviously, you know, but
well, they had that you could eat conch. They'd have a little
thing. Oh yeah.
You eat conch.
We went on a cruise in December and I had conch for the first time. And
nice. How'd you like it?
Big fan. It was super good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. That's good, man.
Cause I thought, I didn't know how to get the conch out of the shell.
Oh, no, I had conch fritters, I guess.
Well, we actually had the conch, nice. And we tried to get the conch out of the shell, and you can't pull him out. And I did. It was a pretty shell, and I didn't want to destroy it. So I was like, I'll just wait till he comes out. He never did. He just died.
So I just
waited. You were just trying to make that guy homeless so you could have his shell?
Yeah.
You piece of shit.
PETA hates you. Just PETA hates you. Like,
so we was going to eat the conch, but he wouldn't come out of the shell, and then he died. And,
if we get a fucking email from PETA, I swear to God.
So, like,
I didn't know any better. I didn't think it was, I didn't know what it was.
So we went to three different islands in the Caribbean. Like, mm-hmm. We went to Bimini, and, like, they have, like, just mounds and mounds and mounds of these shells, like, sitting out by, like, restaurants and bars and stuff,
mm-hmm.
where it's just, because it's one of their, I guess, main
dishes, yeah.
Protein sources, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, I swimming around, I found, like, two or three, like, good-sized conchs. I was like, oh, cool. And I was like, oh, you can't take those. And I was like, you just have pile of these. Like, quit being stingy, okay?
You told that to the...
I told that to the people on the cruise.
There's piles of them over there.
Yeah, like, because they're like, oh, you can't bring those on the ship. And I'm like...
Why?
There's... a billion of them on that. I made a conscience. And I apparently
they smell like when they're stacked like that.
So I guess Bimini's like a newer stop for Carnival. And so it was my favorite island because it wasn't all like when you got off the ship, it wasn't all touristy. Like they didn't have like a bunch of shops and stuff right there just in
your face.
Yeah. So like we got off and we rented a golf cart and drove around the island and I just had a grand old time.
Okay, that sounds cool.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. We went down the gorgeous beach. Carnival actually like did a bunch of extra shit because of my TikTok or whatever. So I'm supposed to post a video for them.
Oh, did you get a deal with that and whatnot?
Yep.
Dude, good nice. For you, bro. You How did that happen?
I messaged him, said, hey, we're booking a cruise. You guys want to help us out? And they're like, yeah, come on. And then so they were super nice. And it was like Carnival's oldest ship, which was it's my first cruise. So I've never like done it before. And I was like, oh, this is dope. And then we were on their oldest ship. And so their newest ship was at port next to us at one of the stops. And I didn't think there would be a difference. And then I saw this motherfucking ship and there is a difference there. Like the other people just looked at us almost. I think somebody tried to give me a dollar from the other like just for being on that Carnival ship. Like they were like, oh, you this poor. Ship. Yeah, they're like, oh man,
they looked at you the same way they looked at Jack whenever he got to the
Titanic. They looked at you just like they did the Titanic, like those poor bastards.
Off boat was those poor bastards. Lifeboats. Like it was it wasn't anything like that, but
yeah.
So when we were going to get back on the ship, I was like just trying to walk in with them. They're like, you can't bring those onto the ship. I'm like, you have to leave them there. It's like an ecological thing. It's like they have a billion of them on the island. Like there's like I would think if they were throwing those back in the ocean for like other
conchs or
it's conchs.
Is it conch or conchs? Conchs is plural.
Conchi.
I would have to Google it.
Might be conchi. I don't know.
I'm gonna leave that as a mystery. Okay. I'm gonna leave that as a mystery for now. Right. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, I'm gonna say conchs. It would be because it's a group.
Sure.
Yeah. I would say conchs. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I was saying. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say. I mean, English is my second language, but you know,
it's. See now he says.
I don't think conks English. Says I don't think conks English. I think that comes from somewhere.
Cameron, just
probably fucking Caribbean Spanish there. In terms of
that shit. It has to be Caribbean Spanish. It has to be.
But come on,
where else find a conch shell?
My first language. Interpret, damn it.
Fuck no. Pay me, bitch. I ain't cheap, bro. I'm like that OnlyFans chicks. It's like, you got to pay me, bro. I want
to
see.
Tell that to the class you're teaching for fucking $300 an hour.
I shot myself in the foot with that.
I've underbid jobs like several times, and then I get there and they're like, "This was our budget. We can't believe you did this for this." And I was like, "Oh, okay, that's
I can't believe I did that either."
I was like, "What? Tell me."
You just want to make me feel
bad.
I'm
not gonna say the state. Don't say the state, but
yeah,
we definitely. That's the fire alarm going off. No, that's the sound of the laundry.
It's just a drill.
We do it all here, everybody. We do it all here. Cameron right now is doing his laundry.
Yeah.
And he is getting a hand job under the table.
How you doing?
It's from the cat.
Oh, okay.
The paw job. Okay. All right.
I hope it's both paws.
Oh my god.
Not.
No. Oh.
I lost my train of thought.
So
I don't know if a lot of people fucking plural. Like pawn job and so Punk's plural and Carnival was a good company. Free plug.
That's good, dude.
It was cool.
You should have gone to Barbados.
Should have. We know people there.
No, we don't.
1900 of them. I was just like, oh, we saw you on the podcast.
Oh, you know what would be crazy? This would be really funny because it's all in St. Mike.
Yeah,
literally, it's like 1890 something people that listen. Phyllis as Steve was saying, it's like, wouldn't it be funny if you guys like call them and they're like, yeah, we'd love to have you down here for a comedy show. We just take a group of people and they're driving us down and you see a billboard with me and Eric. I would be like, no, this is too weird. We need to leave. There should be no world where me and Eric, there's like posters of us.
It should definitely happen, but like, it's got to happen later on when you've, you know, put up a couple of more lights. I think that'll be
good. Yeah, we'll have to get more. Once we get more lights, then.
Like this is.
Dark.
Yeah. Well, no, just a nice studio. Like it's way better than it was. Like the sound is fantastic. I like your guys' thing up here.
That was Eric who did that.
Yeah.
That was Eric who did that. That way, if we have to do because we have sponsors now, like we have a Bloom Dispensaries up here on the little bit of up north here.
Okay.
Like a couple miles from here.
On Glenstone.
On Glenstone.
Mm-hmm.
That they're sponsoring us and we might do like events and stuff like that with them. So we'll take that and like figure out like just to talk to people or record something. It's a work in progress, man. There's so many things that like.
Can I talk about the amount of beard you guys gave yourselves on those? And neither of you are representing a beard like anything like that.
Oh God, no, not anymore, bro.
No,
not anymore. I shaved my head.
At the time, it was accurate.
At the time, it was accurate. No, it wasn't. He has never had a jawline like that in the last 10 years of his life.
Bull fucking shit. In the last 4 years of my life, motherfucker.
Fine. That's fine. Bring your own
buds
and listen to friends talking. I like it, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's literally, special. Yeah, man. I love it.
I did a podcast on Sunday night too. Really good. I get there. So it's for, well, I won't plug them on here, but.
No, by all means. Yeah.
Reddit said it on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
It's a guy to Joplin. He's got like, 450,000 something people or whatever, but he does like he reads like stuff off of Reddit and then talks about it or whatever.
Okay.
So like I'm getting there and I'm like, okay. I walk in and he is also owns like a marketing company. So his setup is fucking like
beautiful.
I instantly walk because I just opened my media company. So I'm like, okay, cool. And I don't even have an office. It's just
what's
like,
the name of it?
Mine.
Yeah.
Shit, Modern Solutions Media. I don't know how to start this shit. Okay, it's hard to remember.
Modern Solutions.
Yeah,
I think drop the shit.
I'm a drink on that.
Yeah. So, but I walk in and like he's just like everything and super nice guy. And I was gonna say you should hit him up and maybe do each other's podcast because like super nice guy, really funny. But like,
see, I always have a hard time asking people to come on the show because our numbers are so little. And like, if we've only been doing it for a year and like, obviously this isn't like the most fabulous thing that when I see like, especially you, like when I asked you to be on, I was like, I can't believe he fucking said yes.
Yeah. Like, I think that's the way most people are. Like if you ask like most people, one, I'm a comic. So like any chance to like get on and just talk with people. Cause, I only talk to like three other humans on a regular basis. And
I feel you.
Okay. Yeah. I get that.
Yeah. So like just getting out of the house, like you could have been like, hey, do you want to come over and watch me fucking comb my cat? And I'd have been like, yeah, let's do that.
I'll tell you.
I don't even know if it's a euphemism, but yeah, I'm there. Time with other adults, we can do that. Time with other adults. Well, because I moved back up to Springfield, and like serious relationship with kids, so like I don't have like a regular friend group that I hang out with a lot up here, like in Joplin I do, but up here it's just like sporadic, and when people decide to tolerate me. So when you were like, you want to come and talk, it's like, fuck yeah, yeah, let's do that.
I always feel like you're busy though. That's one of the reasons why I like rarely bother you.
I don't
sometimes.
Know why. I'm very unsuccessful. I have nothing going on any of the time. I'm fucking around, man.
Dude, well, I'm not like, that's why I'm always like, I don't know. Like I'm always like doing something. Like
We always seem to have something going on.
We always seem to, like, it's always, man. Always. Cause it just.
That's a weird brag after I told you that I'm lonely, but it's fine. Keep going.
You know so much.
Yeah.
Like, you know so fucking much.
I know.
Yeah, you knew about the light thing. So.
Well, I think.
Well, he looked at us and he goes, oh, this is okay. Yeah.
More
this
lights.
Is, all right. This is where I'm going to get murdered.
Okay.
This is where it ends. Hostile style.
I'm
no, not murdered. Just stabbed, perhaps.
Just
but not.
Not murdered. Just injured. Spoil it. Like, we want you to feel alive when you leave, because you were close to death. But no, like the light thing is just because the sound in here is amazing. Like,
thank you. Shout out to Danny Gonzalez. He's the one who did it. He's the one that had the thing that he would.
He had the whole list we needed. He had everything. Yeah.
Like, he did it, and he was like, yeah, you need better cameras and lights. And I was like, okay, cool. Save up.
Well, we did get really good lights. I mean,
yeah, these lights. I was pretty surprised. Yeah. Like, I was pretty surprised.
Do they get brighter?
Yeah, they do.
Way brighter.
So on the stand, put it up higher and just make it brighter, since it's not coming straight at you. That's the other thing I was going to say. It looks like we're being interrogated.
Yeah, like, that's how I want you to feel right now, Cameron. Actually, Cameron, my name is Chris Hansen.
You've already tried to get me to, like, get on your sex trafficking stings. Yeah. Sting, not involved in it, like the sting. You're the trying sting, to stop it. Yeah, I'm not trying to say you're trying to, like,
oh god.
Dude, yeah, it felt like it set up from the
beginning. Someone in that class is gonna be it. Like, so on your podcast,
you set people up? Is that how you do?
That homeless guy was talking about you trying to get him to hook up.
No, bro, that's happened because I used some clips. Like I interviewed a woman that I used to work with, Lori Lundberg. She was on the show, and like she told some stories that of stuff that we had worked together that I was sitting like this the whole time, and Eric's like, so what happened? And I'm like, Eric, shut the fuck up. Like,
and we this is recorded, fam.
Yeah. But no, there was no NDAs or anything. Like, it was good. It was just like I had a hard time talking about some of that stuff. And dude, that episode.
Oh yeah.
That was like the first episode that had like 600 downloads. It was episode 2. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then I used that for like some of the classes. And I remember, like, one time I was teaching one, because I have, like, multiple ones. I was teaching one, and someone goes, hey, I got a question. I go, yeah, how can I help you? And they're like, so, like, on your podcast.
Fantastic.
And as soon as they said that, I see the thing going, podcast? What? Ding, ding, ding. And I'm like, oh, fuck, what's this dude going to ask me? What if I started thinking about all the things that we've done, and I'm like, oh, this is being recorded for someone to buy. I need to be PC with this. So on your podcast, when you were talking to Miss Lori Lundberg, and I was like, oh, okay, this is a nerdy question. All right,
okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
They were sitting on topic. Okay, good.
Yeah,
okay.
I thought I was going to get asked. So, like, when you guys got drunk on this episode.
Yeah.
And
you got cat jerking that guy off. It's just like, all right.
Bro, that's probably why Barbados people love us.
Because of cats? I don't think so. I don't think it's the cats.
Are they cat people?
I don't know. It's an island. I don't know.
How the cats get there?
It's an island, and it's, I think the demographic is like 90% black. Straight up. And then recently.
It's Caribbean, right?
Yeah, it's in the Caribbean.
Yeah, it's probably Southside. Southside.
They recently got rid of their monarchy, I think.
I'm not 100% sure how it is. I got to sit down. I probably have someone that can tell us the history of it and whatnot.
Like fucking Google, man.
I need someone.
You have a phone. I can find that out
right now. I do need someone, bro. I'm lonely.
Is that why you're always going to college? Did you like break shit down to you? Like, Like, you know what? I need somebody to really do the fact checking on the random shit we say. So you could just.
No, that's.
Yeah, he just recently started seeing this college girl.
Yeah. My wife doesn't know about it, but.
That's so funny. Just the role play in Rico's house. So,
do you want an A or not?
Do you want a professor or like a or another student?
He has to be the professor. Look at him.
We're conk.
Yeah. Gen 1 from Pony starts playing.
Yeah.
What is happening there?
It's fucking.
Why did it go off again?
I have no clue what's going on right now. It's... I have no clue. Eric, you want to go check that?
I can check that. I know it's laundry. That's all I can
do. You guys like pause and then take like an intermission. Then
sometimes we do if someone's got to use the bathroom and stuff like that.
I'll say
not to turn off the dryer.
Yeah. Hold on. Hold on a minute. No. Hold on. Eric, go ahead and do your thing. Hold on.
I'll say. Look where the bad man does.
Show me on the
dog. Show me on the dog.
Cameron out here fix our lights and charges $10,000, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Yes.
I told him I would pay him in Mexican pesos. In lap dances. I told him I'd let him rub my head. That was about it.
I was going to pay me in Puerto Rican food. Like a recipe for a hot dog with meat on it.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
You're one of my favorite things in the world. So.
And then he's going to just give you a Sonic.
I'm just going to go to Sonic.
You're going to Sonic. Here you go.
Yeah. First of all, you bring me a Sonic chili dog and we will call it even. For sure. Like, if somebody's like, oh, that's not enough, fuck them. You don't need them in your life. Yeah, they're greedy.
Yeah, I hate people. That's one
thing. In Puerto Rico, they would call this a Puerto Rican hot dog.
I fucking hate all of you. It's going to be clipped, and people are going to be like, all the Puerto Ricans are going to be like, that dumb motherfucker.
Yeah.
He does not represent us.
You're the only one on the island didn't know that was a Coney dog.
You do not represent us. Dude, that's to just show you how much I eat out.
But I think like the Coney dog does come from like Coney Island in New York, which they have a pretty good Puerto Rican population. Yeah, so maybe they brought it there. And
that's possible. That's
then
possible.
Sonic was like, we're going to make this shit ours.
That's
Isn't
true.
It crazy to you, though, like how everything is like has like a trademark and all that stuff, but food doesn't really like obviously there's patents for food like cakes and stuff like whatever the fuck. Like,
well, recipes not actually.
Yeah, food. Well, the recipes is what I'm saying. Right. Yeah. But like. Food in general, like, it's so wild how someone can make something and someone adds like a little bit twist and then it's like, oh, this is completely new. Like, I've always been fascinated with cooking shows and whatnot. My wife likes murder shows, so.
What is it with women and murder shows? Like, I'm just like.
I don't know, dude. I'll tell you
what. Doesn't she watch the one where the wife tries to kill the husband?
She's watched that. I tell you what, dude.
It's called Snap. And my
Snap, that's the one.
My ex-wife used to watch it like she was taking online classes.
Taking notes.
Like a notebook. Yeah, I mean, like mistakes and opportunities.
If you just colored it pink, it would have matched eventually.
Half the time, she's like, if she wouldn't have done that, she wouldn't have got caught. And the cop, like, 2 minutes later, like, if you wouldn't have done this, she wouldn't have got caught. It's like, okay, you creepy bitch, what the fuck is happening?
My wife, and then you're supposed to fall asleep next turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, then, like, what's his name? Brendan Schaub said, then they fall asleep. Go to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I don't know about you, but I've worked in law enforcement and seen some things. I didn't go to sleep.
No,
right away.
No, not right away.
Not with that nightmare.
Yeah.
You picture like mom, like women, like the nurturers, that sort of thing. Like a mouse dies. Like, so, Kayla, if a mouse died, she's like, you got to do something with it. And I'm like, you just watched five people get fucking murdered. And you were like, you were rooting for the fucking killer because she had had enough. But this mouse, you're like, I can't handle it. All right.
16 people? Girl, you could have gotten 18.
Yeah. Like, just believe
in you just had to believe it.
That's
yourself.
So funny.
You just had to believe a little bit harder. Don't stop
believing. Is there a glare on my glasses?
Is there what?
A glare on my glasses?
No, actually.
No.
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 Okay.
That's pretty dope. Yeah, I'm out here doing all this shit without doing it right, and Cameron just charged me $10,000 and fixed it.
No, like I said,
so you run a media company.
Yeah, well, I started one.
You know, you started one. Yeah. Yeah. So that's how you know all this stuff.
Well, I know stuff because I started out, man. Let me see if I can find. I started out making TikTok shitty videos with. Or, no, this is 7 years ago, making like shitty quality videos. Mm-hmm. Everything about it was just makeshift and look shitty. And then I would watch and go, why doesn't it look like better stuff? And then I'd look into something and then I'd get a little bit better and a little bit better. But this is like mm-hmm. 7 years of learning how to,
yeah, trial and error.
Yeah. And learning like the principles of it too. Cause like with, especially on the video side, mm-hmm. It comes down to almost always on like the quality of the image, the amount of light on mm-hmm. all, like, no matter what, like you have a 4K camera or a 1080p or a 720, if there's not enough light, all of it's going to look like shit.
Okay. That, I get that. That makes sense.
Lesson yeah. learned.
Yeah.
Now all those people in Barbados are going to be like, we're going to go listen
yeah,
to this
we
guy.
Can see you now.
We're
we
gonna go
don't.
To this guy. Cameron's going to get like 1,900 people from Barbados. It's going to be like,
hey, can you fix my studio? Can you fix my studio?
Watch out right there, Cameron. The, yeah. We'll eventually get fancy cordless
yeah, well,
mics.
The wireless.
The wireless.
We're not there yet. We're close.
We'll get there.
We're close.
These are great mics. Like, dude, they're super good.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty good for voice acting too. They're pretty good. You just yeah. have to. I just have to get the padded thing.
Yeah, you can actually make that if we get any of those.
Yeah, you get like
your cardboard. Sound blankets are blocking my internet signal.
They're what?
So your sound blankets are blocking my. I have no service in here.
Oh, dude, just log into the internet. What do you need to pull up? What are you trying to pull up?
I'm just trying to pull up my Instagram so I can show you how shitty my setup used to be.
I believe you.
I know, but I really want to show it off.
I really want to
show off my shitty work. Okay? Like, my shitty work.
It's not. It just I want to be like, I'm not trying to like play like the expert that is shitty on anything. I just I've started with no information on how to start or what it should look like or anything, yeah. and then built it up from there.
Cameron Johnson, let me see. Not seeing you.
I'm that lady, obviously.
Yomi Park?
No, you don't.
Who's that?
Is that your sister?
Yomi Park? She's been on Rogan a few times. It's the lady that left North Korea.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't.
She's I recall correctly, she's she survived trafficking. She survived being trafficked.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I would.
But she was in North Korea.
She was in North Korea.
And yeah. then she was trafficked. And then yep. I don't remember how she got away, but she wound up in New
York.
It's a
crazy story.
Yeah.
It's like a wild story, dude. Like she ended up in China and all this other shit. Like, it's wild. Like, crazy to me.
So this is me with a wrinkly ass bed sheet hung up behind me.
Wow. Okay.
And then I had the audacity to say life for new YouTube set.
Life.
It's literally just a fucking
a white sheet.
Wrinkly bed sheet. I don't know where the other picture is.
Yeah, we need a steamer.
We need a lot of things, man.
Yeah, that's true.
We're doing better.
Actually, we need to get off ramen noodles is what we need to do.
Why? Ramen noodles are delicious.
Yeah, they're not when horrible. You have to eat them. Not when you have to eat
I feel
them.
Like now that there's light, it looks like we've been doing lines
there's
of
There's a billion
here.
People that would disagree with you.
A billion people.
I've seen
everybody in China. Like,
I've seen them take ramen noodles and they wash them up and do all this other stuff and fix drywall. I'm like, I don't think I should eat that.
I have seen those videos on TikTok. He has a point. Like, those are terrifying to me.
Yeah.
Okay. This might be another thing that I can help you guys with. Not everything that goes on the internet is true.
What?
Yeah.
What?
So that,
are you telling me this?
That ramen.
How dare you? You're telling me that Megalodon is not a lot?
If you mix ramen noodles with glue, you can patch drywall. But if you mix anything with wood glue and grind it up and mix it with wood glue, it will fix drywall. Anything. Mashed potatoes, fucking grapes, whatever you want to use. If you mix it with wood glue, it'll patch drywall.
So wood glue could fix my marriage.
I don't know what it's going to fix. She's killing the games. Left OnlyFans to go to college. Like...
No, I have a new college chick.
College chick.
My wife doesn't know about.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That's what's happening. That's exactly what's happening.
It's going to be the name of the OnlyFans. Yeah.
And then on the off days, he has a naughty nurse.
Imagine if I got divorced and they used this clip in the fucking divorce. I would laugh.
You'll look for paying kids that aren't even yours. You'd be like, yeah, please. We're going to tack on a couple extra fees. Just
every bald-headed baby be like, yep, it looks just like him. It looks just like him.
Look at him. Look at him. Look at him.
Fantastic.
Oh, could you imagine doing that show as long as those guys did? Jerry Springer and Maury?
No, I can't imagine the person that comes back the 12th time.
Well, it was like actors and stuff like that.
I swear to God, there's somebody coming back going like, this is the 12th time she's in here.
I knew
it. And this time, she swears she knows who the baby
was. I knew two girls that like they drove down there. Like, they got on the show and they drove down there like knowing that it was like a thing that they were going to be a part of whatever. Like, but I guess there are some episodes where like they did just really surprise people.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, if you were like, hey, this Thursday, I need you to come down to do the Jerry Springer show with me. Just kill her at home. Don't wait. Don't wait until you're fucking like
heartbroken.
Yeah.
On camera with
7 million people. Steve Wilco getting ready to beat the shit out of you. Like having a reaction.
Hold on.
Have you seen that clip that like goes viral like all the time with the guy's like, yeah, I knew you fucked my friend. I bet him $20 in a pack of cigarettes.
That he
like,
couldn't.
He's yeah. like, damn, guess I own some cigarettes. And I was like, they don't blur those faces. That kid's gonna live with that forever.
Yeah, dude. He's gonna go to a job interview. Like, he can't do anything.
Yeah. Like, well,
like, didn't you bet a pack of cigarettes?
Like, I stay calm. You can say that. I stay calm
under pressure.
How many people saw the Jerry Springer?
Yeah, it's Jerry Seinfeld. Yep. That's too different.
Yeah.
Because like it's on every single day now on some channel where they need to fill a hole with sadness.
So during the day.
Yeah. During the day. Yeah. During the day. Yeah. During the afternoon.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I was off. 9 points.
9 points.
Wow. 9,750,000.
I don't mean to flex, but I've got more viewers than that. So fuck Jerry Springer. What is it?
Sold.
Well, that's okay, I guess.
That's okay. That's okay. But, yeah.
Oh, God. Jerry, it's go time. My favorite thing was the audience, like when they would let the audience talk to them.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I just want to ask you, how do you feel about your girl, like, fucking your best friend and then, like, kissing you? So, you know, man, sometimes in life, you're just gonna dabble a little bit, like what? Like,
yeah.
What?
The like, do you think you're gonna forgive them? Like, no, bitch. I'm gonna go ahead and say premeditated right now. Get the fuck out of here, your nonsense. Yeah, I'm gonna forgive her. I forgive her right now. I love her. Nothing's gonna happen to her.
Absolutely nothing. To my attorney watching.
I just want like everyone's watching this video. They're like, yeah, I love her. I'm gonna stick with her. Just okay, one time. Just a little wing. Just a little wing. Just like, yeah.
Like,
you know,
because you know they have life insurance.
And later, and later that night, the glove did not fit.
Like,
it's like you were in a car wreck right after Jerry Springer. Oh my God, are you okay? I am, but
you didn't really know that it was fake. Like before the internet, you were like, "This shit's crazy." Like,
bro, I used to see it in Puerto Rico, and I was like, "Wow, white people are wild."
Was Jerry Springer in Puerto Rico way, way different?
No, it was
like the hot dogs.
No, like
was it Springer? Is that what
no?
It?
So we actually had the female Jerry Springer,
Maury Povich's sister.
It was Jerry Springer with an eye.
It was Doña Laura. Hold on, Doña Laura.
Lauda.
Yep. There you
That's
go.
Donna Laura, motherfucker. Donna Laura. You're putting little yeah over letters that don't need it right now. Okay.
Here we go. This is an episode. Okay.
My wife.
Hold on. My husband died, and I discovered he had another family. So they bring the ashes of the guy. Hold on. First of all, is this open source? Okay, we're screen sharing.
So this is a roast.
Yes.
I'll be honest, guys. Thanks.
Wouldn't that be more like Burning Man?
Listen, you cannot make this up.
A veces converso con los muertos, y la verdad, sometimes yo no entiendo, Javier. De verdad, trata de explicarme, Javier, porque
to explain to me,
¿cómo
Javier?
Puedes hacer esta maldad? O sea, tu esposa, a la que amabas, 21 años, Javier, con tu esposa. Like,
how is she's talking to the fucking ashes, asking him. This was my Jerry Springer, okay? Hold on, this is the best.
I'm glad you got the fuck out of there, okay? I'm not like a big like all Americans are the best, but I mean this shit. That's mean.
That is mean. You're yelling at a corpse. You're basically yelling at a corpse.
I mean,
that is our Jerry Springer.
That man, I've never seen Jerry Springer.
People on it, they couldn't get one out of those.
Doña Laura was I can't remember where she was from, but that show was super popular in Puerto Rico. Super popular, bro. Like super popular. Listen, you know what the number one show in Puerto Rico is?
Cockfighting.
It's a dude dressed in a doll outfit that gives gossip news about celebrities. I'm going to show you this, and you are not this. You're going to think this is made up.
Okay? It does sound made up.
You're going to think this is made up. Hold on a minute. Hold on.
A doll outfit.
It does sound made up. It does.
Hold on.
You sure you're not talking about Bozo?
No,
he dressed up.
Uh-huh. You've seen this. There it is right there.
Yeah.
There it is right there.
Yeah, I have seen that.
First of all, you did.
That's a puppet.
Yeah.
No, that's not. No. It's an outfit. He's in okay. It. See how he moves?
Yeah, it's a costume. You said outfit like he's in like a doll dress. Like,
oh, man.
That's costume.
It's a dude inside of a doll. Listen to him talk.
I was picturing like Wilmer Valderrama in like a dress.
Yeah.
Hold on. That fucking laugh.
I love the fact that he held his face while he laughs. Like are you self-conscious there?
No, that's what dolls do.
What dolls do?
Yeah.
That is the most popular show in Puerto Rico for years, bro.
So it's your talk soup.
Right now, you are damaging Puerto Rico's damaging Puerto Rico's like main source of
there's no more tourism now.
No more tourism. Like, yeah. Okay, we're not going down there with the dolls.
Yeah, we're not going down.
With the dolls.
I don't care if they don't have COVID.
Bro, I don't want to hear it. The US got some weird stuff too, bro. Like
yes, but that's not the number one thing. Like granted,
it's a tiny island. It's 100 by 32. There's 3.2 million people in a space of 100 by 32.
132 feet?
No. 100 by 32 miles.
Oh, mile. That's a ways. Yeah.
I think Rhode Island is bigger.
Like fucking Manhattan has like 8 million. So
yeah.
And they have high rises.
Yeah, and those people hate themselves, bro.
You guys have food carts everywhere with fucking hot dogs.
Yeah,
fine. With chili on them.
Shit, yeah.
So you know, Chupacabra.
All those people in such a small space, and you couldn't find better shows or talent. Just walk down the street. Man on the Street could be the new best fucking show in Puerto Rico. Just walk around.
Because they haven't done that yet, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
A couple days, you could walk the entire thing.
Just walk the entire thing.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Just talking to people. Mm-mm. That's the new show. I'm telling you right now.
I would at least have a bicycle.
Travel Channel, don't steal my shit, okay?
Dude, did I ever tell you that I emailed the Discovery Channel one time?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did I ever tell you about this?
I don't think so.
So, Tim Monteleone, I had this joke that I had written about how I wanted to do, like, a Puerto Rican / redneck chupacabra hunting case, whatever. I had like a weird name about it, and it was gonna be I wrote this super shitty joke about how Tim Monteleone was gonna be like my backup guy, and Eric was gonna be like the stunt guy. Like, he's gonna go try to catch the chupacabra, and the first episode was gonna be here in Springfield, Missouri at the breakfast pub where they had a dish called the chupacabra. And I had this wild thing. And I actually sent it to the Discovery Channel in an email.
Okay.
And they never fucking replied. And then like 2 weeks later, an episode on another show, which obviously that was recorded probably months and months ago.
Yeah.
Had Finding El Chupacabra. And I fucking...
And you're like, sons of bitches.
Get my lawyer. Get him on the phone. Get him on the phone.
That's so. I just want there to be like an executive there that got a promotion off of that chupacabra. Because he just happened to open the right email. He was like, guys, I have an idea.
Listen, a Puerto Rican, a redneck, and a dude just full of tattoos, covered in neck tattoos, boss. Jimmy, I'm listening.
and looks at the chupacabra.
We don't actually address the tattoos. He might have been in prison. Maybe he was. Maybe we don't address it. We don't know.
But he's very useful. And he's very funny. And then they're going to start for the chupacabra in Springfield, Missouri. Jim, you better be going somewhere with this. And they find it in Puerto Rico. You know that there was an executive up there pissed off that was like, this motherfucker's about to take my job. 100%.
Dude. You're trying to take my job?
So I tagged him and everything. Nothing ever happened, thank God. But if I ever did like a Discovery Channel thing, they would never do it because I'd like to do like a cigar thing. Like get paid to go to different cigar places, show.
Well, maybe the History Channel, because you could go over the history of cigars. Or even of that company.
Yeah, but no, because of the big tobacco stuff, like they would.
I say, yeah, that's a really
they
specific.
Won't, dude. They won't. It would have to be.
History, like, history. Who's gonna screw with the History
well,
Channel?
Well, but we'll try to have Quesada, like.
You know, it's run by the mob. History Channel. Nobody's gonna mess with them.
Aliens. How come no one? You ever notice how no?
What
one
a
ever,
fucking swing from.
What aliens like? If the aliens like cigars, I mean,
chupacabra, the fucking cigars, jail, aliens. That's a fucking
what I was gonna do with every day.
Like a fucking half hour conversation.
That was less than 5 minutes.
Yeah, that was. This fucking podcast is brought to you by ADHD.
Actually, Adderall is one of our sponsors.
Thorn.
Thorn. Thorn.
They
do not. Yeah, they do not make Adderall.
Oh, man.
So what about aliens?
What I'm saying is, how come no one ever really talks about like how the History Channel used to be like, and here we have this. And then it was like, and last night, alien got me and he fucked me in the butt. Like, we just went from one end to another to then mermaids. And like, what the fuck? No one ever talked. I don't feel like people talk about that enough.
True. People don't talk about mermaids enough.
Did you fuck a mermaid, Cameron?
I mean,
is that red hair or is it blonde? Or brunette.
Does it matter? Like, do you not want to know what half is the mermaid?
I'm sure it'd smell like fish anyway.
I was gonna say, do I have consent? Like, do we have like a connection, or just like it's like a mermaid?
We meet each other on the. She saves me from a shipwreck.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, bro, if I have the shells to cover this,
so. Bro. That would be expensive. You'd have to have a water tank, like,
and conch shells. And...
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, why would I have to have a water tank? Like, the Little Mermaid could sit on a rock, so she can be above ground. Like, I'd have to be near a body of water, probably.
Yeah.
Here comes the Disney van. I already can see it.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, I see myself.
Well,
I know
mermaids sing really well.
I don't
know.
You
know that?
Well, I've seen Little Mermaid. I've seen Little Mermaid.
Houston.
He had a whole thing 17 years on sea.
That's true.
I will give him that. He was a sailor. He did spend 17 years like in a fucking ship with a bunch of other men. So he does have a lot of expertise.
Sometimes there are women.
I like how you said sometimes, like, you guys like got rid of them ever also. Like, sometimes they were, but then we ran them off. Sometimes
yeah.
They'd sneak in.
They did.
We had someone on the podcast that was one of like the first Marine females that were like led into the Marine Corps or whatever, something like that. I can't remember what
are it was. Mermaids Marine females?
No.
They are. Technically they are.
They call them Wookiees, actually. I don't know if that's even a correct term anymore. Now that the Marine Corps is getting rid of certain things.
It's better than Wasp, I guess.
I meant mermaid because it's a marine animal. Like, it's underwater. Marine female, yeah, not. I think it works.
It's okay. I'm too dumb to understand it. Just blame it on my
like marine biologists, like underwater creatures.
Well, you couldn't call marine. It a seal because that's taken.
Yeah, this is a marine female. So okay, Jesus. Now do you have a preference on which half is the fish?
Yes,
that's what I want to know. Okay, which half do you want to be the fish?
The bottom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
Because the bottom part.
But why?
Because the bottom part. There's no asking. Why are you asking?
Have you ever stuck?
Are you wired?
No. My question is: Have you ever stuck your dick in a fish? Because I've stuck my dick in pussy, and if I'm gonna have to fuck something, I'd rather the bottom half be something I'm used to, and the top half just flop around. Like, I don't care. You didn't say you want to make out and make love to a mermaid. You said you want to fuck one, and I'm trying to break it down into like, I know what to expect if the bottom half is female. So like,
well, they have a mouth.
Yeah.
Oh God, no.
But it was fuck. It wasn't getting a blowjob. It was fuck. So I mean, I've never fucked like a bass. I don't know.
You wouldn't be able to live in Springfield, bro.
I don't know if fishes have vaginas.
We need to call. We need to call.
We need a biologist.
Yeah,
marine biologist.
We need to call. No. I know who could have the answer. Kaylin.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I know someone who's got the answer to that, actually. We have an entomologist and like a...
On speed dial. Yeah.
She's like...
Do fish have vaginas? You don't have to call anyone. We could just Google it. Why do you have...
I don't trust Google.
Don't have sex? Fish don't have sex? I thought they were asexual.
No. I can't. I'm sorry. I can't fuck a fish. I'm sorry. I can't. Mm-mm. Either way,
so what, just, if the, what if the top part was
human? It's just fishy, you know.
It's
too fishy for me, you know.
It would have a smell.
I don't know, like you, if it's the bottom half, like depending on I guess where you find bottom half starting, like you could do the fish doggy style. That's like two.
Jesus, yeah. Fucking Christ.
That's going to be fish style, wouldn't it?
Oh, not the bottom half. Fish style would have to be like the bottom half is a mermaid.
Well, if she flicks her tail, that's fish.
Well, no, that's it. Top half fish, bottom half person. Finally, you're over here trying to phone a friend. It's weird. I think that
that's not. This isn't who wants to be a millionaire. You can't phone a friend.
I can phone wherever the fuck I want. Fuck it.
But it seemed unnecessary. It was like.
So I think we talked about mermaids enough.
Yeah.
Are you satisfied?
I don't know. Welcome to the new Rico and Eric Mermaid podcast, where would you rather?
And then aliens on the other
hand. So they fucking call people and try to disprove you.
Here's one thing I've actually thought about lately.
Aliens?
That's a hell of a segue, man.
I'm
serious. You know how some people have like emotional support animals, right? Mm-hmm. And granted, listen, I have one. So fuck you if you think this isn't funny. I read an article that a lady was trying to bring her emotional support iguana into an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. Obviously, it was in Florida. Number one. Secondly, do you think that if dinosaurs were still around, someone would have an emotional support T-Rex or try to have an emotional support T-Rex?
Not in the house.
That's a hell of a leap from iguana to T-Rex.
If you went raptor, I could maybe.
Yeah, like. Yeah. Stegosaurus.
They eat grass.
Yeah.
They eat grass. You're not going to fuck with a triceratops. It'll fucking kill you. I will train it. I will love it. And I will call it George.
Really? You can almost do that now. Get a rhinoceros.
You're trying to saddle on it. There you go. Boom.
What is this? Black Panther? Like.
I don't know. Like,
well, it's not Jurassic Park.
You want to try serious?
I like. You're like, what is this, Black Panther? That's not realistic. All right. Yeah. Let's go with that thing. But no, I don't think.
We should go to Uganda. How many people we have listening in Uganda?
I want to try triceratops. 100%. Triceratops all day.
Well, I have a way you can get one. You have to find some fossilized tree sap. That happens to have a mosquito in it. That happens to have bitten through the fucking scales or whatever's on a fucking
Triceratops
and all these different. That's what pissed me off about that movie the most was like, really? A mosquito that was like this big with like, got through the fucking hide of all these.
A single mosquito. A single mosquito.
But got through all these fucking different dinosaurs. Like that just.
Mosquito is such a whore.
Well, maybe it landed on his lip.
God damn it, Eric.
I don't know what that means.
On the lip. That's the
part. Triceratops
every mammal, the one of the softest parts of most mammals are their lips. Literally, their lips and like this part right here.
Can you not say that's so sexy? So I was like,
No, they were reptiles.
I don't fucking know, bro. I'm just making shit up as we go.
So you got sexy for no reason. Okay. I didn't say educational content in there, but no, you were like, nope.
He just want to make you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, like,
you know, the lip. You know, the lip.
I'm in sweatpants. I'm thinking we were trying to get you. Oh,
fuck. Oh, dude. On a serious note, what do you... What are you...
Let's just change you. On a serious note.
Let's just switch subjects again.
Yeah. Back to politics.
So fairies, do you think?
Oh, bro. Speaking of fairies, that's what I was like when I had that fever. Like, I start like seeing shit. It was pretty
fevers,
bad. Dude. Yeah, I had a fever.
Was it a green? No, fairies. Green fairies.
No, it was like translucent. Like when I had like the fever, like I just like it was so bad. Like I don't remember much. Cause it was like 105 degrees. Bridget was telling me, and it was like, I would like see like a glow, dude. It was bad. No, yeah. Dude, it was bad. It was pretty bad.
I don't know if it's just a glow. I don't know if that's a fairy.
Well, dude, like it was just so bad, dude. Like, and I could feel the fever coming too. Was the shitty part. Like you just got to like ride through it. Cause there was a shortage of Tamiflu in town. So it's like, there weren't dude.
How long ago was this?
2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was speaking last Spanish. Month. He couldn't speak. No, really. He couldn't speak.
No, really.
He's an interpreter. I know he speaks Spanish.
No.
He could only speak
like
Spanish when he had the fever.
Like, the fever, like, dude, I can't explain how it felt. It felt, and it was a flu. It was just a flu.
Yeah.
Really bad.
I just felt like shit. Mm-hmm. And like, my wife was like, she'd call my friend Danny and she's like, he's fucking talking in Spanish. And like, oh, he's saying he's hot. Just throw him outside.
solid.
Yeah,
he's
yeah, it's freezing outside. Just throw him outside.
There's nothing else you can do. Fucking throw him out. He's saying this. Shut the fuck up. Like, dude. Mm-mm.
So your wife doesn't speak Spanish?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's why she's going to college.
That's fun.
It is.
Like, that's got to be like, do you do that when you like walk off saying something in Spanish?
He's going to
cancel. You're like,
well, here's the thing is when we first started, I've never told the story before. When I first like started dating Bridget, I was doing the trafficking cases and I never told her. So like, she was like, what do you do for a living? I'm an interpreter. For who? The schools. And then one day I got a call while I was in the car with her and I had to interpret something. I'm sorry. And she was the whole thing. And the lady was like, oh my God, thank you. We don't know what we do without you, Richard. You're so awesome. So at that point, it's like, oh, you already know too, that I've done this for a while. Cause this person opened their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And like, at that point I had to tell her and I was like, well, that's going to have to be go on like, cause I'm going back on Tinder and nope, by God, she was like, oh, okay, that's cool. But never, ever, ever that I thought like, I was like, that's a hell of a thing to say. What do you do for a living? Talk Spanish.
I don't know if you ever tried to tell somebody that you're a comedian. Yeah. but I'd much rather be like, oh, I help with like the courts and things like that versus, I work for about an hour a day and I drink while I do it.
not in an alcoholic way, but
no, I do it because it makes me hate my life less. it's so funny. Like, it's hard to explain that I'm an interpreter. That's a pretty good job. Like most people would.
Yeah, but like,
yeah, interpreter,
dude.
Yeah.
It's just I remember when I was like, I remember like when like people would introduce me to chicks when I got single. And I just talk, like, I'll just talk to you, you know, like, if I can't carry a conversation with you, I don't, because I like to talk, you know, like, me and him, like, when we travel together, dude, it feels like 6 hours, it feels like nothing, because we're just talking and running jokes and bullshitting, and, like, dude, chicks, I would tell chicks, like, oh, I'm an interpreter, blah, 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 and they'd just be, like, Facebook stalking me, and I'm, like, dude, you should have ran a background check on me before, like, I don't know why you're doing it now, but.
Yeah, right in front of me.
Right in front of me.
Yeah.
People would look for excuses to try to like, nah, sorry, not interested. Bye. Okay, cool, no problem. Bye. Thanks for dinner. Like,
that's why I've never done online dating because, like, mm-hmm. I can't imagine that anybody who sees me on paper is going to be like, yeah, I want to smash that. Like, it's got, you got to meet me and like,
it's really hard
personality thing.
Yeah, it's really, and the thing is like, I feel like for me, it was, cause I did it for a long time. Like when I was in the army, that was like the best way to fucking like find people. Cause I don't like going out.
Yeah.
I hate bars. One thing I do like, I don't think you even know this. I like karaoke. Karaoke. I love karaoke. Shit. I fucking love karaoke, bro.
Yeah.
Fucking love karaoke. I don't need to get drunk. I just like karaoke. It's just like the shit that I like, but I don't go out much, dude. So it was like really hard for me to like meet people. Like at least I remember we talked about this. Mm-hmm. You like would go out in town and like you'd have dinner and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, but different times, dude. Like, mm-mm. And again, a lot of people, man, when you're in the military, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Cause there's chicks out there that are trying to like get pregnant just to be with you to get benefits.
Yeah.
So,
well, not even to be with you, just to get benefits.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people don't care, man. A lot of people.
I get that.
So it's just one of those things. As a comedian, I don't.
They turn chicks off right away, apparently. So, yeah.
If you're a comedian?
Yeah.
Explaining it. Like, unless you're like the headliner and they're like, okay, mm-hmm. he's the big guy, but like any other spot, they're just like,
yeah.
Cool. That's a. So what else do you do? What? Oh, you don't have another job? Okay. Like, do you need a place to stay? It's like,
here's a dollar.
Thank you for your service. They're so confused. They're like, war? Like,
no, and like, you see all these like documentaries over like, it's like, oh yeah, comics crush so much ass. Like, my entire set is like self deprecating. So there's nobody after a show who's like, hears my set and goes, mm-hmm, yeah, I'm gonna get that.
Dude, you gotta no, get unless, to, you gotta unless get to you're, a mommy, like an older chick.
No, unless like you're top tier type comedian, if you're going like the downstream and opening like yeah. Larry the Cable Guy or somebody like that. Or
I love
a.
how
Chappelle,
you I said mommy or, kink and you're like Larry the Cable Guy. I'm like, this is great.
Mm-hmm.
That's not where I was going with that, but okay.
I could not fathom a mommy kink. That would be terrible.
It's pretty weird.
Yeah.
It's not, let me,
I don't think you would
it's
look
not
weird.
My thing. To me, it's yeah. pretty weird. It's not
yeah.
my thing.
I couldn't do it.
Some people like it, bro.
No.
Some people like it. No, I'm not saying. This motherfucker's like, no, don't look at me. Don't look for solace in me.
No.
Like, no. Like,
my mom stabbed me. So, like, mommy came for me. I was like, I don't want to revive. Like, I don't really need that. I don't even fear for my safety all the time. Like, that's intense. Like, I don't want to do that. Like,
was your mom
Hispanic? Like Norman Bates.
What?
Yeah. Did your mom Hispanic?
Was my mom Hispanic? No. Speak Spanish, Brown,
parking lot. El Malo. Yeah, I get it.
Oh, dude. It's so crazy. I love having our comic, our comic. God damn it. I can't think. Our comic homies. Because it's like, you never know, man. You just never know.
You never know, like, what you're going to say.
Yeah, you just never know. It's like when we have like a historian or something like that, it's like, okay, like, this is okay. Yeah. What are we going to talk about? Obviously, we know what we're going to talk about. We have someone promoting a book. It's like easy. You bring a comic and it's like, fuck.
Yeah. It's mermaids and aliens.
And aliens and flying dildo.
It's like it's right up to getting canceled. Like, no, you're like, okay, well, we're just going
to go right up the line.
I think there's only been one time that like our stuff was like, someone was like, hey, this episode got flagged or something.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't even remember. It was a while ago, but whatever. It was like,
no, you know who it was.
Oh yeah, Tommy. It was Tommy.
Yeah, because he talked shit
about
DEA.
The DEA or something. And
Tommy Chong.
Yeah. But obviously, Operation Pipe. What
Bong.
Was it?
Operation Bong or
Bong or something.
Or
like
glass
that.
Pipe
Dream.
Pipe Dream.
Like
yeah, Operation Pipe Dream. Yeah.
You can fucking Google it. And he was explaining it, and I was like, oh, like this is real. Like this, they really did this to you. Like that's wild to me.
Yeah, you even look like, it up because they were. I think that's what they were wondering, if he was making this up.
Yeah,
and then Spotify's like, no. Spotify's no, we are.
You can do that.
Yeah, okay. But they listened to it and then they said, and then they went ahead and put it on. So the
yeah, it was
the only one that
was,
didn't do that
was like
when
it opened, like when it came to, it was like it had like 33 downloads, and I'm like, it just got approved. Like, how does it have 33 downloads? That makes no sense.
Yeah.
But again, it could have been also people that hit it on like automatically download or whatever. There's a million things. But there's just like weird things like that that you look at that you're like, oh, I see the game. Mm-hmm. And again, it's like everybody has different things that they do, man. It's like musicians. I think
their lawyers had to listen to it.
I don't know.
It was something like
they had to run it through probably somebody to be like, hey, is this going to bring a problem? And
that's so weird.
Super weird. Super weird. Super weird.
Now I just want to like be like, I just want to start to see what I want to see what I can say now and just see if I can get
Well, let me tell you something. Harrison Broadstreet, that when we had him here, he said like, I think it was like the seven words that you can't say on TV or something like that.
Yeah, to George Carlin. Yeah.
Like he just immediately, I was like, we're live. And then Corbin LeMaster, when we had him the first time, he said, what was it? Either Richard.
He goes, Richard, stop saying the N-word.
Stop saying the N-word. Like, as soon as we're like, we're live. Richard, stop saying the N-word. It's just like.
I have a question. Are you allowed to say the N-word? Like, I know like
as a
lot
of Puerto Rican.
Yeah, I don't know the rules.
I've had a few people tell me that I can, but it's just the once I've been explained like the whole history of it, I'm like, I'll just say it behind closed doors.
That's weirdly white of you. That's what's.
Oh, good sir.
I'm saying
yeah, that he didn't even have a black dog.
Yeah. White people that say it behind closed doors.
I'm only as white as I look until you look. I'm only as white as you think until you see my name. And then you're like, this dude 100% needs a green card. This is fake right here, bro.
Yeah.
Trust me, I've been asked for my paperwork, bro, before at a government facility.
I didn't know you were Puerto Rican for like a hot minute. Like,
yeah, I don't look like it. I don't act like it either. I don't have the flag either in my car. So
or a crown.
I did find out the new way to like find out if someone is Puerto Rican is I'm gonna ask them to describe how they make a hot dog. And if they describe the chili dog, right? Oh, you're Puerto Rican. Look at you.
Yeah, it's called a coney dog.
I'm having a good day, man. I'm a little buzzed. I'm having a good day. Fuck it. I got a new girlfriend, you know, college chick. Bridget's gonna listen to this and be like, I am a sucker. So if you see me,
I wear your coat now. Yeah.
If you see me in KY3. Just know.
Yeah.
Just like, know.
He'll be.
Well, he had it coming. He kept talking about his college girlfriend. And
It's only on Monday and Wednesdays, though.
She's going to be on Snapped, and there's going to be a whole bunch of women going, yeah, good for you, girl. Trying to better your education. He's talking about you. Trying to sexualize your education.
Yeah, instead of KY, it'll be KY3.
Oh, man. That would be her dream right there.
So do you guys like usually have like a format or do you, cause you mentioned like historians, like, you know, what they're going to talk about. Like, I didn't know. Like,
well, we had a historian about the samurai.
Okay.
So we were focused on the samurai.
It just depends, man. Like,
and ninjas aren't real.
Well, first of all, I don't think you can use that word. and
I can say that in word.
I mean, ninjas aren't real.
Ninjas aren't a thing.
I don't know if you've ever fucking met these specific four turtles, but y'all can fuck right off because I've seen them. I seen it.
That was also what I said. That was also what I said. I think I said that. I was like, yeah. What about the Ninja Turtles? And he's like, what?
Like, what were like ninjas?
So what it was is this is what Michael Ward told us.
And the historian, the guy who studies.
A very well-renowned historian in Japanese culture. And he's been on Netflix. He has a show there. And what he indicated is that, and I'm paraphrasing because this was a while ago and we've had a lot of other guests, but we're having him back, was that it was a clan or a family that they were like, hey, we've had these ancient scrolls for thousands of years that show with hand signals and this and that, and we can climb on walls and hide in the shadows. And
we do CrossFit.
And people were like, yeah, you owe us this much money for being on our land. And people were like, yeah, shut the fuck up, go away. And like, it just became a cult following. It's just like with the whole samurai thing, like samurais were pretty ruthless.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you look at the history of it, like samurais invaded Korea and advanced all the way to what is known as Seoul. And they just were fucking murdering people. Like, it's the history of the samurai.
With swords. With swords, like, no less.
I even told Micah, I was like, how tall? Because, like, Japanese were, like, is my height, like 5'5".
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, he's like, well, they were pretty short. But, like, you know, in Korea, they were shorter historically and whatever. Like, so it's like, they see these people and, like, the Japanese seem taller. And they're like, oh, I wonder what these nice people. Yeah! And just fucking murder me people. And I'm like, whoa, what the fuck?
That's what all of history is just one place killing another place. And now we act like it's a big deal. Like, this is just.
Oh, yeah. It's always
been. No, that's always been doing.
It's like nature. Yeah. Like, everybody thinks that nature is so fluffy and adorable. It's like, bro, nature should have, like, System of a Down playing in the background. Like, it is fucking brutal. I don't understand.
At least a caution label. I mean,
at least something, dude. Like, it's wild to me, dude. Like, how crazy nature is.
I did know samurais were like just no remorse, no nothing, just cut through you and keep
it
moving.
It's more of
they had to have a what they call him a lord.
A samurai
could not be by himself.
Because he would be a ronin. So mm-hmm. like they followed a lord and there were some principles and like that's what you would follow. And it was like very strict and like they had a very strict diet. They had a very strict set of rules and you trained fucking religiously. You fucking
CrossFit
every day.
Everything you're describing is Japanese CrossFit. Like you had a specific diet. You followed like a person that told you what to do.
They
training all the time.
Yeah, they all wore Nikes.
The fucking scroll the next says, and then you tell everyone about it all the time. Fucking CrossFit. That's what that shit is, okay?
That's good.
CrossFit is not a fucking bit.
The thing that I like to do is I've always tried to write. I had a joke for a while about it. Like, yeah, I don't know if you know this, but ninjas weren't fucking real. And I can't remember. I got it written down somewhere. It was about something like how Batman. I went on a fucking tantrum trying to tell that Batman was basically an insurance agent that was scamming everyone in Gotham. And that's how he made his billions. Because think about
it. Brilliant. He just destroys shit all the time.
He just destroys shit all the time as Batman. And he's like, oh,
and then Bruce Wayne shows up. He's like,
up with the insurance claim.
Well, you got a $2,000 deductible here, but let's see.
I love that.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I told that joke one night and no one understood it. They're like, Batman insurance? I don't understand. I'm like, you're not nerdy enough. Like, I guess you just, I don't know. I need to explain it better, obviously.
He probably had like a repair shop too. So the insurance would employ his own business.
Think about it.
He owns lots of industries. Like, he owned like half of fucking.
Half of Gotham, yeah.
I was going to call it Batmanville.
That's a town next door.
Batman, I just linked out there. But I'm sure he had like everything. He had like plumbers come in to do that. He had fucking.
He probably ran the union too.
Yeah. Well, I always wondered like why nobody's ever made like a poor Batman. Just like a guy that's like.
They did. It's called Blank Man.
That flashed through my head when I fucking met. I was like, oh shit, I remember Blank Man.
Wasn't that successful? Poor Batman is not that successful.
Oh my god.
Like if you show up and like you're beating somebody's ass and you're just in like a leotard, like
people are not going to automatically assume that you're a superhero.
In a paper bag with two little holes.
Yeah.
The unknown hero.
Or like just a fucking like masquerade mask.
But what if you had like really good like fighting skills?
Yeah. Like you show up like
what if you did CrossFit all the time?
Yeah. Just CrossFit. That's what all these CrossFitters are training for. It's like just they're going to put a fucking. Poor Batman in every city. We didn't. It's a movement we don't know about.
Have you seen these superheroes that walk around the streets and whatnot in other states? Have you seen this shit?
I've seen the one. I remember the one you're talking about Florida.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
No. You haven't seen this, bro.
Hold on.
I got to
show. Okay, when you say superhero, how?
Bro, it's a dude dressed up as a superhero.
And he doesn't visit hospitals.
They do that in Missouri at least once a year.
Hold on.
That's not it.
That is, I hope not.
Love God. That is not it. That does not scare anybody.
Superhero.
Here we go. 11 years ago. No. There's, hold on. Oh my God. The real life superheroes. Here's one.
Let's watch it. I want to see.
Hold
that.
On. The Black Widow? Hold on. Can I? Yeah, Dr. C. Yeah, it's cool.
Can
it's
you
cool.
do that
can,
one?
Yeah, we can do that one.
Do what one?
We have to, it has to be
open source.
So we open source first share.
So go up to your filters and just go to Creative Commons, and then you can have everything there that you can use.
Okay, then. You're going to have to teach me that. Hold on.
Purple Rain, Phoenix Jones, Random Camera Guy, Awesome Boots. We're ready to patrol.
I'm Thanatos, Dark Avenger. I look after the people on the
street. Did he just fucking say his name is Thanatos?
I do what I can.
God! Superpower, underwear, rain.
Bulletproofing.
When I'm out in the field, I wear a level 3
bulletproof thing.
Resistant vest.
Stab-proof plates. When I fight crime, obviously I don't wear a dress or heels.
If you're going to buy a vest, I feel like you should just buy an expensive one. They're worth it. Or buy one of these. It's a $10,000 bulletproof riot shield that takes a shotgun rounds at point blank range.
This is my utility belt that I wear when I'm out on patrol.
Can you pause that?
I carry a variety of.
Can we just talk about a couple things here? Number one. Number one.
You can't tell all your secrets.
Let it go. Go ahead.
Confident in your view. He'll take shotgun shell at point blank range. Like, he's so, somebody on Etsy got that motherfucker. It's full of, like, it's like a half of a phone book. He's like, yeah, that's a shotgun shell. Until it doesn't stop a fucking shotgun shell. Like, it's Batman had science. He's like, yeah, I might. He's like, I got this and fucking on the internet. It's like a tank.
I don't know, but it would have to be like level 4. I think level 3 could take a shotgun.
Yeah,
I'm not 100%. It's been years since I studied that. All right, let's keep. My favorite thing is she's like, this vest thingy. I'm like, oh dear God, no.
Yeah, well,
that exudes so much confidence.
She's focused on the work. She's not trying to get all technical. Sure, she could go into the fucking Kevlar threads and how all that works. She's not gonna do that.
Go on.
Items on my utility belt, my cigarette lighter to help people start fires, cell phones.
Fucking copyright, bro.
This is pretty cool. It's a little electric taser. Shocking weapon. It's kind of fun.
Small kit to pick up evidence.
This is my pepper grenade. In some situations, you buzz
again.
A regular pepper spray which I have in there.
Here we go.
Small kit to pick up evidence. Can you imagine a fucking judge? Where does evidence come from?
In the company.
Skeletor fucking picked it up. We did it in Costco system. Chain of command is intact.
We use a regular sandwich bag to put it in.
It gets so much better. It gets so much.
It's her OnlyFans.
Or in a big crowd, people, everybody's wrong fighting. I'm not going to run into her. I don't want to get killed. Make sure you point it away from yourself and you just roll it right in, and a couple of grenades goes off. There's the crowd. Everybody stops fighting.
Also carrying marbles.
Okay, one more. How many pepper grenades? Yeah, you just. Has she ever rolled a fucking cylinder before? Straight. Just roll like it's a fucking basketball. And why didn't the person film this go, how many of those have you used? Because I guarantee you, fucking -2. She's never fucking used one. It's like, just roll it in.
Or they can be dropped in a narrow confined space for people up behind you. Every day I wear the same suit. I mean, I wash it, but it's the same thing. She always changes up the game. I wish she'd just pick one outfit and keep it the same.
I'm a girl that's never going to happen.
Would say with patches on this arm represent the different real-life superhero groups that I belong in and operate with.
Can we pause this again? First of all, did he get kicked out of the group and go to a new one? Is he a part of all of them at the same time?
Stayed there long enough to get the patch.
Well, dude, well, it could be like the Justice League. You could be part of the Justice League and the Green Lantern Corps, and then be an Atlantean, and like it could be like that.
But
and then, you know, yeah. You probably start out with Young Justice.
The threshold to join these that motherfucker's in all of them. Like they're like.
Wander somewhat aimlessly around the city, you know, looking for crime, hiding in a bush.
I don't hide in bushes for that. Okay. I'm on buildings or something. I'm not in a bush.
So I came on the scene. I was like, you know what? There is a better way to do it.
Pause that.
So
there is a better way.
Just fucking shit on hiding in a bush. But he's on buildings. What fucking build? What town is this? What building is he on? And how long did it take him to get up the fucking today at the fucking parties watch crime in his area?
Could you imagine
does he
that
jump off the building, or does he use a fire escape? Go, what is crime going on? Let me get to the fire escape.
Can you imagine, bro? Like, you see somebody in Springfield, like,
a thousand. Can I imagine that? Yes, I can.
Yeah, there's a lot of meth heads. Yeah,
the city of Seattle.
what kinds of crimes are happening, if the police respond. And I just factor in all this different data. I say, you know what, this is where we need to be. And that's how we find crime.
You don't need to have a costume and a mask to be a superhero.
No shit. Just
get involved. Be extra set of eyes and ears for the police. Phone in things when you see it. Help someone out. Touch someone's life.
Okay, I don't think you should touch anybody's life.
But not with that mask. No, no, that he's not Thanos. He's thin. That
like
I love the tie. Though. I love the tie. Like,
I now have to Google and see that guy's been murdered.
Yeah, how recent is that? Is it 5 years ago?
Because my weird fucking old lady panty mask just was too loose around my eyes.
If he is a witness to a crime, does he show up in the suit?
Oh my god.
Yeah, with like the mask on? Is it, you have to take your mask on. It's like, I can't take your mask off. I can't take your mask off.
Thanatos? Fucking Roger from accounting.
You know he's a court reporter.
Oh my god. And her explaining how they find the crime. Well, she said something that is like, and then we just calculated by that. It's like, bitch, you sit there with a fucking scanner. And like, it's not even like a real scanner, it's like the one on your phone that you can like download the app. And also, she had no scars. Like, she had no marks on her body at all. Bitch, you are lazy or a chicken, okay? Get some marks, okay?
Hey, she's got pepper spray grenades.
I guess, which
it could be a rugged.
It looked like calamine lotion that she put a fucking top on, and she just gonna roll in. Where do they get this shit? Where do you get a fucking?
You can buy grenades. You can buy stun grenades for like I think $100 each.
You can actually get that.
It's for like licenses?
No.
You can just buy a flashbang.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's insane.
You ever been hit with one?
Yeah, I mean, all the time. No. My uncle blew up a barn of those slab. That was pretty loud, but I thought, no. Jesus Christ.
We got hit with one. Sean was the one who hit me with it because Sean was my instructor.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I went through SRT course for the Army, my instructor was my best friend, Sean Davis. And I remember Sean, like, we got in like a room that was like this big, and they're like, okay, guys, let's say you walk into a room like this.
Do they have sound blankets? Because I feel like flashbang wouldn't be as effective.
And they go, okay.
Not a room like that.
Like, there's like six of us, and there's like my team. And they're like, frag grenade, and like fucking he just throws a flashbang. Like each instructor threw one, like they threw four. It's like ding ding ding. You're like, oh god, like what the fuck? And you just eat it. Like it's fucking, it is not comfortable.
Did he just roll it in super easy?
The flashbang.
It's a cylinder. You just roll it in a straight line. You just
like you want to like up because you want him to like because it'll normally it's just 1 or 2 seconds, man. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. But those 1 or 2 seconds, like, can
fucking matter.
You can be in a room. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So like a lot of times when you don't want to throw it on the floor, a lot of times it's like, cause it's literally 1 second. Once you pull that pin and you throw, it's like, you hear it and you just fucking go. But yeah, you're good with those. They're pretty loud. You get used to it after a little bit though.
I'm sure.
Well, I know the stick that he had, the stun gun stick.
Yeah.
That it's actually, is one like that, looks like a nightstick, but it's a taser.
Yeah,
they actually have that, and like you don't need a license taser for that either.
The taser doesn't surprise me, but like the fucking like pepper grenades, like
the shield surprised me for $10,000. You can just get one of these, and I was like, wait,
that better be a level 4 shield.
I don't know, it looked like one of those fucking diorama things. That you fucking,
dude, it looked
like he had his symbol on there, too. He had his like suit.
Okay, yeah, it looked like something out of
Bubby. I wear the suit every day. No shit, Sherlock. Okay, nobody's
don't
gonna
wash it.
Nobody's gonna body mold fucking rubber to you more than once. Okay, and then it's like she wears something different all the time, like so she's less fucking spottable. That's probably a good plan.
You think the cops look at him and go,
yes, I do. I think that he is a fucking liability to every investigation he's ever been involved in, which I'm guessing is very few. Like, what is he fucking?
Talk to the guy in the building. Did he see anything?
The criminal, how bad you would get your ass beat in jail. You're like, what happened? Well, the fucking superhero brigade got me.
Which one was it? Was it Thanos or whatever?
Yeah, Thanatos.
Was it Thanatos? Yeah.
I want to start a fucking supervillain club now. Let me be superheroes. Let me be supervillains. instead of fighting, fuck them, or we're just like go get all the actual real criminals and be like, listen, here's what we're gonna do, and fucking you mastermind this shit and be like, I'm
go after the heroes, yeah.
I'm the Jaboker. This is a weird world, and I blame Marvel. I do. They make it look really fun to be a superhero, and then you got people.
And then they had the multiverse. It's like, so now anybody could literally be a superhero.
Yeah.
Dude, it's been awesome having you, man.
Yeah.
I love having you.
Is it over? I'm sorry. If I...
No, I know. Yeah. Unless you want to revisit the mermaid subject.
No. Okay. I'm going to go home, make my costume. I got to fight.
I got to find superheroes then.
I'm going to find like
that really, start your own club. Yeah.
Really mundane crime. I see a jaywalker. I'm just going to fuck.
Just clothesline him. Yeah.
Hold on. As a superhero, breastfeeding, public, like, is that, would you fight that or would you just be like, I approve?
What are the statutes where I'm at? I guess it's going to be struggling.
Like, you know the rules, man.
Yeah, I'm not gonna suplex somebody
randomly. Yeah,
it's like a hippie granola town. Like, yeah, whip your tits out, like they're fine. But if you're in fucking, you're in the South where they don't do that shit, fucking, you're getting bodied. Like crosswalk, that's my new fucking superhero name. I'm crosswalk. I just want to do like low petty, like
somebody that doesn't pay the meter.
Yeah, like, you drive by the fucking like radar scanner too fast and it shows that you're above the speed limit. I fucking like fucking gravel hook the back of your car and fucking I don't pull rips your fucking tongue off. Now you know better. Like, this is gonna be a whole thing. I'm gonna go make so many videos about this.
What'd you do? You were going 46 and a 45. Yeah. Pay attention next time.
Go get a Puerto Rican hot dog.
Cameron, where can people find you?
Casey is funny on everything.
Casey's funny everything. That's super cool that you got the whole thing.
Yeah, I like that.
It's
you're gonna add a superhero logo?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't.
Listen, if we can fake perfect jawlines, he can be a fucking superhero, bro.
In my head, I'm like, I can't think of like any like really.
You could be Misdemeanor Man. Anything, you know, don't
Misdemeanor Man. Yes.
Don't.
Oh my god, yes. Oh, you got a parking ticket? Wrong day, motherfuckers. Oh my god, Misdemeanor Man. Yes.
Kevin Johnson, everybody.